Let's go!
It's Timmy time!
Bing, bing, your ass! Timmy!
Yes!
Timmy!
Oh, yeah.
He's
oh,
a
yeah.
little lamb with a lot to learn. He's always having yes. such a lot of fun, a lot of fun! Timmy! Little lamb with a lot to learn.
All right, Los Angeles Dodgers. Maybe you didn't hear it last night. This is so close. Dodgers are one strike away.
Did he go?
He did!
And the
game ends! Dodgers win! Dodgers win! It's not like a lunatic, right? I mean, I don't know where else you get that excitement in life. You know, like maybe your aunt, who you haven't seen in 4 years, is coming over for Thanksgiving. You'd never be like, hey, Aunt Jean! Aunt Jean's coming! Ding dong with this Aunt Jean! Come on! Never say that. Right? He would kick you out of the house if you did that. All right. Very good. We have a really cool lineup tonight. We've got Alex Michelson coming on at 7:35, which is about a half hour from now. Then we also have Mo Kelly. Who's doing traffic tonight?
Jenny Harmon.
Oh, Jenny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. You're in for who do we have usually?
Angel Martinez.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Ding dong with her. How long have you been doing traffic? Jenny?
Really?
Hey, Angel, please. Angel's in studio right now. She just stopped by and she has the day off and she's drinking here. So annoying. Rose, so annoying. How long have you been with traffic? Total traffic. Is it still total traffic?
Yeah, still total traffic on and off for several years.
Oh, that's cool. But you still do or you did country music for a while, right?
Yeah, I still do that. I do a station up in Victorville.
What station?
Cat Country.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's a huge, a very popular station up there.
Yeah.
I listen to that on the way to, you know, Vegas sometimes or Morongo or, you know, wherever I'm going. That's a huge station.
Yeah, I like it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like country music. I enjoy that. Did you, I don't know if you heard Jenny. Well, okay, I'll play it for you.
This is so close. Dodgers are one strike away.
Did he go?
He did!
And the game ends!
Dodgers win! Dodgers win! Dodgers win! They advance to the National League Championship Series.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Don Martin is the happiest man on earth right now.
Weeknights.
I think you can hear Angel Martinez laughing in the background.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Don Martin is the happiest man on earth. You can hear Russell for sure. And I think you can hear Angel.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Don Martin is the happiest man on earth right now.
Weeknights at 6.
My man.
On KFI. My man. Come on. Going down to Atlanta. I wonder if he's traveling with the team or going with the team. Man, what a turnaround they've got. You know, the Los Angeles Dodgers had the greatest game ever. I mean, every pitch counted last night. And then for them to exhaust all that energy, have to get on a plane today and go to Atlanta and play tomorrow afternoon or evening. Starts at 5:07 our time, 8:07 their time, right? They're on the East Coast. It's going to be hopefully a great series, but I think the Dodgers also played their World Series over the last week. You know, beating the Giants, that's the Dodgers World Series. That's the first time the two teams have met in the postseason. Dodgers won, Giants 0 in those in the playoff series. Both teams, the Giants won 107 games in the regular season. Dodgers won 106, but the Dodgers beat St. Louis to advance in the playoffs, so they're both at 106. They both won two games up until yesterday in the divisional series, so they're both at 109. Dodgers won 109 games this year. Giants won 109 games this year. And it came down to the last pitch, the last batter, and that's incredibly close.
Last pitch?
Yeah.
Last batter?
Yeah, last pitch. Last batter. I mean, it came down to, I guess you're right. Technically, if the bases were loaded.
I'm with you. I was just curious.
If the bases were loaded, you're right. If the bases were loaded, it would be last
curious.
Pitch.
I
get it, Croce.
I'm not disputing you. I'm just curious as to what happened with that last pitch in the last batter.
Oh, I see. Right. No, I think you can say it came down to last pitch, right? Or last batter. Right?
I don't understand, but what happened?
Check swing, not a swing, bad call, Dodgers win. And, you know, I tell you, the manager, what's a manager's name? He's got like a Hollywood name.
Gabe Kapler.
Gabe Kapler, right? It sounds like Gabe Kaplan, right? From Welcome Back.
Welcome Back.
Welcome Back. but he was very, you know, very passive and not really pissed. He just said, look, we lost that game for a lot of reasons, you know, and these guys have the toughest job in the world at calling that a swing or not a swing, but a really classy dude.
Total props to that dude for bringing that team from where it was even just a year ago.
Well, look, that team was the same team it was for the last 3 years, and they did nothing in, you know, 2 years ago and last year, and to bring them to 107 victories, it's incredible.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I was listening to Matt Money Smith today, along with Petros, and Matt Money Smith was breaking that team down and that game down, and he said that was it. You know, that is not going to be the same San Francisco team that comes out next year. And, you know, they're rebuilding around the stadium in San Francisco, so they're going to have future money that they can spend on players, but he doesn't see San Francisco putting that same team together next year and having the same run. They had one shot at it, and it didn't work out. So the Dodgers go on to play Atlanta. If Atlanta wins and they win the World Series, it is a big middle finger to baseball, because remember, over the summer, Major League Baseball took the All-Star game out of Atlanta and drove it up to Denver. And so now if Atlanta wins the World Series, well, if Atlanta makes a World Series, will baseball take it out of Atlanta? Will it go back to Denver? That's possible, right?
I'm curious as to, aside from, I guess, Dodger fans, the average baseball fan, would you think they'd rather see the Dodgers win or Houston lose?
Ooh, oh, that's a good question. I would. That's going to be tough for fans, because everybody hates L.A.
Yeah.
You know, that chant started in the 70s, I think, late mid 70s, early 70s, beat L.A., right? Beat L.A., yeah. Beat L.A. And it's everywhere. It used to be so loud in the Garden, you know, where the Boston played. And every time the Celtics and the Lakers were in the finals, that beat L.A., that chant was loud as hell, man. And annoying. Now you don't really...
As a Cowboys fan, where every team that plays them, they have shirts made up that say beat Dallas.
Oh, yeah, right.
I can empathize.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't hear beat L.A. anymore, because I think L.A. sort of has beaten itself up, you know? Yeah. When I was in college, I went to Bowling Green State University in Ohio, which is right about 25 miles south of Toledo. And I was in a dorm, and the first day you're there, everybody goes around, introduces themselves, and says where they're from. And 99% of the kids on my floor were from Columbus or Cleveland, huh? Or Kentucky or Akron, or, you know, or Detroit, right? They're all from within a couple hundred miles of the school. And I said, I'm from Los Angeles. And every kid turned around like, what are you doing here? And every single kid in my dorm came by the room and said, hey, what is Los Angeles like? You know, this is before the internet. This is before cell phones, right? So what's Los Angeles like? What's the weather like? What is it like? You know, what are Hollywood, you know, people like? They had a million questions, right? Because it was really cool to be from Los Angeles. Now you go to college and you say you don't even say you're from LA. You know, you say, oh, from Claremont, right? I'm from San Diego, right? Because if you say you're from LA, you're like, wow, what an asshole. What happened? How'd you guys let it go?
When Sydney was at University of North Texas for her semester a couple years ago, and they did the whole, hey, where are you from? It was like LA, Claremont. And they were like, the hell are you doing here?
I know. That's wild. All right, we're going to take a break. Alex Michelson's coming on with us, and we'll chat with him.
Think he watched the game last night?
Yeah. Oh, I think he's a big Dodger fan. Yeah. But also that Mark Ridley Thomas, we'll see what's going on with that dude. Oh. Right? He caught a break last night with the Dodgers, you know, taking all the headlines in the news. That Mark Ridley Thomas story last night should have been the lead story at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on all the news stations, and it wasn't. because the Dodgers beat the Giants. I don't know if you heard, but the Dodgers beat the Giants, right?
Dodgers win! Dodgers win! Dodgers win!
Yes. All right, we're live on KFI. More now with Crozier. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. I was talking to Russ and Morgan. Morgan's in for Bellio. Bellio was going to try to come in today. She couldn't come in yesterday because she was so hungover. And she woke up this morning still dry heaves and headache. She really pounded at a party right after the show on Wednesday. And she hasn't recovered. Man, oh, man. She must have had 16 drinks. And so she'll be back on Monday. But I was talking, you know, Morgan and Russ are a little younger than I am. But you know the sign, Crozier, when you go to a bar or you go to a 7-Eleven and they say, if you were born before such and such date, you cannot buy booze.
Sure.
You know that that date, that year is now 2000?
Oh, come on.
Isn't that crazy? Right?
Didn't even realize that.
I didn't either. Didn't I was like, Morgan's like, you know, that date now is 2000. Ugh. Remember, it was always like 1984.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 1972.
Yeah.
Now it's 2000.
There's a two.
Right.
At the beginning.
Seems like we just started, you know, the 21st century.
This is stupid.
It's crazy. But also, I got a call from Robin Bertolucci, the program director, our boss here. And I didn't want to do this off the air, Crozier, because I'm too uncomfortable. But... Mm. She, you know, you're emceeing this party tomorrow. She wants you to do not a half hour, but like 20 to 25 minutes of stand-up.
Stand-up?
Yeah. Sketches and, you know, jokes and stuff. And then she's got wants a review. We're going to tape it and wants to review it with you Monday.
Oh, is this going to be a regular thing, apparently?
I don't know. But I didn't want to do it off the air. I felt uncomfortable. But I know you do a good dwarf impression. And so...
Do you have any of the old costumes of your dad?
I can bring the costume.
Hey, now!
Yeah.
All right, I'll bring my little shorter than normal golf club. Just do a bunch of Conway skits. Mrs. Wiggins.
I've got all the equipment. You know, I got the stage, I got the costumes.
You got the hat,
yeah,
the little driver's everything. Cap.
Yeah, a little fake stomach, you know.
Oh, my God. Did he have like a little teeny little
mustache.
Kind of like a Hitler mustache type thing going on?
Well.
Was there ever any issue with that? Because it seemed like it was.
Yeah, it wasn't. He didn't refer to it as a Hitler mustache.
Sure.
You know who really had the crazy Hitler mustache? Is that Michael Jordan. Remember when he did that milk?
Yeah.
He did a milk ad, and you're like, "Wow!" And Norm Macdonald had such a great line. He goes, "Oh, this is such a great get for milk, right? Because when you think of Michael Jordan and he talks about milk, you're like, "Wow, I should go get some milk," because Michael Jordan's promoting milk. And then he goes, "Oh, wait a minute, the Hitler mustache is a little distracting."
Didn't Oliver Hardy have one of those too?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Oliver and Hardy, yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, right.
Hitler ruined it
for
everybody.
Right? That's a fashion statement.
That was a look. Not anymore, you know. I don't think you can get away with that.
No, I don't think so.
You know, like if you took like, a couple months off and you grew out a mustache and you shaved it like Hitler's mustache and you came in here. He'd be like, what's going on with you?
Well, nobody would notice because I'd have my mask on.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah, you're right. I wonder how many people are growing Hitler mustaches because they have a mask on. Oh, my God. It's so crazy out there. It really is. All right. We have a red flag alert. We'll come back and talk about it, right? We got Alex Michelson coming on. And Alex Michelson is a cool guy. He's a host of The Issue Is.
Alex with an E.
Yeah. It's a combination of two names.
Oh, that one is too? I didn't remember that.
Alex, E-L-E-X. And everyone calls him Alex instead of Alex. And he gets really pissed.
Does he?
Yeah, he's been in like four fist fights over it.
Is that, if you had to do it over again, is that something you would do for Soph? Like combine yours?
Oh, combine my name and her name?
Gentum.
Oh, yeah, right. That'd be good, right. Yeah, yeah. Timifer.
Tenny.
Yeah, that would be great. Man, how pissed would she be? Hey, Timifer. Timifer? What's wrong with you? All right, we're live. We'll talk to Alex Michelson and Mark Ridley Thomas, see what's going on with that dude. We're live on KFI More Now with Michael Crouch. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Alex Michelson, is the anchor for Fox News here locally, Channel 11, also has a show called The Issue Is. And he comes on with us every Friday to, you know, bust our balls a little. Alex Michelson, how you, bub?
Ding dong with you.
Ding dong.
Happy birthday this week.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. Man, I tell you, we've got so much news to cover here. It's been an unbelievable week. I mean, just this week alone, you had Mark Ridley Thomas. Then you also have the oil spill in Orange County. You got the shipping containers and all these ships offshore. They're not being, you know, unloaded and loaded in a timely fashion. You have the Dodgers beating the Giants. You have John Gruden being fired. Then you also have the COVID with the cops, the firemen, the nurses, and the pilots. Katie Seagal gets hit by a car and injured. And then you have the LAX new parking. And that's all in the last in just this week.
I know. But how great was the Dodger thing? Because other stories are so bad.
Now, you grew up a Dodger fan, right?
Have something. Yes, of course. Big time.
Do you remember going to your first game? Was it Garvey, Say, Russell, and Lopes? Was that the infield?
That was not the infield. No. I grew up like with Eric Karros and Mike Piazza and Raul Mondesi and Hideo Nomini, Nomo, and that. The guys that didn't win the World
That's
Series.
That's right. I grew up watching the Dodgers in 77 play the Yankees, 78 play the Yankees, lose both of those, and then come back in 81 and beat the Yankees, and then in 88 beat the A's. So I was, in my childhood, I experienced two World Series. Two.
So who would you rather see the Dodgers play? Because there's an argument that you want to see the Astros in the World Series because obviously they're so hated. I mean, both the Astros and the Red Sox both cheated in their own World Series against the Dodgers and beat them.
Right.
Would it be sweeter to see the Astros? But some people hate the Astros so much they don't even want to see them in a series.
Yeah, I would rather see Boston. Because Boston are my kind of guys. It's a blue-collar town. It's, it's people who are underdogs all the time. You know, that's one of the reasons why Boston really warmed up to Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady was picked, I think, in the 12th round or something. You know, 150 or 200 people, 200 players, 300 players picked before him. And Boston was always an underdog and always like the little brother to New York City. And then when they got hot in sports with the Celtics, the Bruins, the Patriots, and then, also the, who else? The Bruins, Celtics, the Bruins. Patriots, and the Red Sox. I mean, they really took off. And I love the city of Boston. So if the Bostons were playing the Dodgers, I'd like to see the Dodgers win, but I wouldn't mind seeing Boston win it. But I really don't want to see Houston win a World Series.
I know, but wouldn't it be fun to beat Houston?
That
in
would
the
be
World
fun.
Series?
Yes, in four straight by 10 runs a game.
And just embarrass them and make them, that would be awesome.
I don't know if you know this.
We don't want four straight because Fox is carrying the World Series and we make a lot of extra money for those extra games. So we wanted seven games.
Tell me about it. We have the radio rights over here down the hall, so Don Martin's hoping for seven.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you know it. My dad's daughter got hit by a car. She's okay. But she's going. But she got injured. That Katie Seagal. Did you
I'm
know that?
So sorry to hear
did
that.
You know that? That's my dad's daughter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, if you watch Married with Children, you would know because Married with Children, my dad played Katie Seagal's dad.
Well, that doesn't mean that he's her real dad.
Whatever. Look, I can't tell the difference anymore between reality and TV. All right, Mark Ridley
that
Thomas. Well, let's talk about the. You know what a break that guy caught last night. He was supposed to be the lead story on every newscast, and the Dodgers bumped him.
Well, he was the lead story the night before.
Yes, so but he should have continued being the lead story.
He had a night of really bad press.
Right.
Yeah, Mark Ridley Thomas, somebody who has served in public office for over 30 years in Los Angeles, has gone from job to job to job, L.A. City Council, Assembly, State Senate, Board of Supes, and now City Council again, getting termed out and job to job, has to keep switching.
Right.
Probably the most high-profile, local African-American official in L.A. history other than Tom Bradley, the first African-American mayor. And for him to be involved in this scandal is extraordinary. And also yet another black eye for USC as well. after so many different scandals involved with them. But the big story today, Tim, is he's fighting it. He says he's not going to resign.
Wow.
He wants to have his day in court. He's trying to get some of his supporters to get behind him and say, I'm due my due process rights, innocent until proven guilty.
Wow.
And so is that a sustainable position?
No, no it's not. You know, these are federal charges. You know as well as I do, federal charges usually stick.
Yeah, and they also are very good, the feds, at throwing out a lot of evidence against you publicly
yes.
to make you look really bad on the first day. Mark Ridley Thomas not looking so good. Of course, he's the third city council member in just a few years to face different kinds of charges. The other two didn't fare so well. Mitch Englander, ended up behind bars, and now the other one is facing charges as well. And so it's not a it's
right.
A
Weezer is the other
Jose Weezer.
Right.
And then to think of the domino effect too. I mean, Mark Ridley Thomas, a lot of people thought was going to run for mayor of Los Angeles.
Wow.
There were some grumblings privately. I've been hearing people sort of rumoring about this for a while now. What ended up happening this week as the real reason he didn't run for mayor, he said he really wanted to focus on homelessness, which a lot of people are like, what? But the reason that Karen Bass is running for L.A. mayor, she said she would have never gotten into that race if Mark Ridley Thomas ran. He's a friend and mentor to her for years and years. She got into the race because of him not being in the race, and now she's the front runner in the race.
Yeah, well, the only reason she's a front runner is that you made her a household name by putting her on The Issue Is. I never knew who she was before you put her on.
Well, she's got a big launch event tomorrow with hundreds of people.
She
big
should
rally,
thank you.
But it'll be interesting to see what she says about Mark Ridley Thomas during that as well.
Let me ask you a quick question, and I don't mean to insult anybody here, but when your co-anchor Christine Devine says she was shocked to her core that Mark Ridley Thomas was involved with illegal activity, when you go to commercial break, do you look at her and go, really?
I actually did say that I was not shocked to my core and right. said to her that I had been hearing about this for a while.
Yes.
But, Christine and many people in this town, you know, Mark Ridley Thomas had a really close relationship with a lot of members of the media arrived in this town around the time that he did. I mean, he always referred to me as, you know, young man and kind of, you know, sort of like, I've been here a minute, listen to me, sort of attitude towards me.
Right.
But for people that are maybe a generation older, he has very close relationships with them, and we'll see how that plays out in the weeks and months ahead.
I get it. All right, hold on one sec. We're going to talk about your program, The Issue Is, and also about the shipping, right, the container ships that are offshore here. Again, the Dodger game is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Also we forgot about John Gruden. That was a big story as well. Man, so many big stories here in Los Angeles. And that Gruden story was a big story here in L.A. because there are so many Raiders fans here in Southern California. All right, Alex Michelson's with us over at Fox 11 News. And the issue is tonight at 10:30, that program comes on. We're live on KFI AM 640. More news now with the MC of tomorrow night's party, comic Michael Crozier. Things off.
Waka waka.
KFI AM 640, Conway Show. Alex Michelson's with us from Fox 11 News. He also has The Issue Is at 10:30. Who are the big guests on the show tonight, Bub?
Tonight we're talking with Congressman Adam Schiff, who has a new book out this week about impeachment, and also he's a part of that January 6th commission. And then we also are talking with Arash Markazi, the sports journalist, about John Gruden and Kyrie Irving and the vaccine mandate, and of course the Dodgers and what's ahead for them as well.
Man, that guy's still with the impeachment stuff, huh?
Well, he has a book out about it. That's not the majority of the interview, but it's interesting. You know, on the first ever episode of The Issue Is, Adam Schiff was one of our first guests on our first episode, and on that day he had published an op-ed in the New York Times saying that Democrats should not move forward with impeaching Donald Trump, saying that they should focus on, you know, issues that really benefit their voters and focus on telling them how they can help their voters' lives specifically and not get distracted by impeachment.
Right.
And then he ended up being the guy who, of course, led the impeachment. But we asked him what he thought of that, too.
So okay, that's cool.
That's, that's part of the discussion.
Yeah, he, you know, by the way, he's my congressman. I'm in his district.
I know. He's your congressman.
I met him, your
favorite guy.
Oh, listen, we're cordial with each other. I met him over at the Smokehouse. And he seems like, you know, politics aside, you know, you have to say that. He seems like a nice guy. He's a good dad. He's got good kids, right? We're on different sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, I know that some of your listeners probably are not big fans of him, but I will say...
No, that's not true. I think you're overstating that.
on a personal level, he is an exceedingly kind...
he is a very nice man.
So that there's a lot of value in that.
Yeah, I ran into him at the bathroom at the Smokehouse, and we played a little three-card Monty in the in one of the stalls there for a little while.
Did he scream ding dong with you?
He knows ding dong. Like when I said, "Hey, ding dong with him," he's like, "Oh yeah, ding dong with that guy. He's hip." Yeah. All right. So that's tonight. You know that Karen Bass had a very humble upbringing. Her dad was a postman. Her mom was a homemaker, and she's made a pretty big career out of and really had no help in life. She's done it all herself.
Yeah, I mean, a really sort of remarkable life. Started off as a nurse practitioner and spent a lot of time in healthcare taking care of people. She got her first involvement really in politics was she founded the Community Coalition in South L.A., which has been helping people for decades, especially young people, getting them involved in service and helping people in a community that really needed a lot of help. She's somebody who's, you know, been kind of a barrier breaker in every aspect of her career. She was the first female black speaker of the California Assembly, was the most powerful person in Sacramento other than Governor Schwarzenegger at the time, and then has been in Congress. And as somebody who is really liked by the folks on the other side, when she was in Sacramento, she had a very close relationship with Kevin McCarthy, who now, of course, is the most powerful Republican in the House, and both of them, I think, still consider each other friends. And so she's known as somebody who the other side can work with. And, you know, we'll see how she does. I mean, this running for L.A. mayor is a huge risk politically for her. It's not guaranteed she's going to win. She's leaving a seat where it was pretty much guaranteed that she could stay there for another 20 years.
Right.
We'll see how the dynamics evolve.
Have we ever had a mayor of Los Angeles that was a female? Any woman ever?
Never.
Run? No, wow.
Never in the more than 100-year history of L.A. You know, plenty have tried, but nobody has ever been in that role. And obviously we've only had one black mayor in L.A. history, too, Tom Bradley. So she would be the second African-American and the first woman.
It's remarkable how, you know, liberal the politics are in California and in Los Angeles, and there's never been a woman who has run the city. That's unbelievable.
And never had a woman governor in California either.
Wow. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that, the Democrats don't like women? What's going on with that?
I think traditionally, if you look at sort of gender studies, it's harder for a lot of people, men and women, to traditionally see women in executive roles. And if you look at some of the most powerful women, they've been in legislative roles where they've been elected with their internal colleagues, like Nancy Pelosi is elected by the other members of the Democratic caucus, not winning a national election.
You've seen
this. And even like Parliament, Margaret Thatcher was like that in the UK. Angela Merkel, to a degree, was like that. It's been hard for women around the world to win in straight up executive jobs where they are voted on themselves. For a whole variety of reasons that, you know, a lot of books have been written about.
Right.
And so whereas we've been happy to have women legislators, like we've had two women in the Senate in California for so long, it's been harder for women to get that top sort of executive power job. Hopefully that changes over the years.
Right. But you know, by the way, since I've been born, There's only been one, two, three, four, five. There's only been six different mayors of Los Angeles. It was Mayor Yorty, then it was Tom Bradley, then Reardon, James Hahn, Antonio Villaraigosa, and then Eric Garcetti.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, now there are term limits, so it's a little bit harder for some of that to happen, but some people have been in that job for a very long time. Sorry.
What'd you have for dinner, bub?
I need some water. I'm good.
Okay.
Good now. Okay.
All right. All right, man. So 10:30 tonight, and it also repeats at some point.
Repeats at 1:30 in the morning, and then we'll play again on Sunday morning as well, and then people can check it out at theissueisshow.com or also on YouTube if they miss it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I appreciate the promo. Fun tomorrow night. I'm so bummed that I can't go, but it sounds like so much fun, and I really want to come to the next big thing you guys do.
Yes.
I love what you guys do.
Your name will be on top of that of the guest list. And bring Karen Bass with you.
Are you a fan?
I like her. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, politically, I think a lot of people are crazy, but they think I'm crazy. But I can put that aside. She seems like a nice, genuine person that cares about the people of California.
Yeah, she may be the warmest politician I've ever met.
Right. All right.
Person.
I appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Great.
Ding dong with you, buddy.
Birthday boy.
Oh, thank you, sir. All right, there he goes. Alex Michelson, Fox 11 News. We're live on KFI AM 640.